Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, you can't beat the weather, can't beat great setting for softball and hardball tonight. Andy Moore Field, Bart Kaufman Stadium, the annual spring ride is awry for our city schools. North and South, the Battle of the Bypass, as I mentioned yesterday, should have us a dandy in the circle at the softball stadium. Emily Cron sending out to senior ace Kenzie Ridge. Meg Montgomery has one too in Addie Benham, and as Meg was telling me Monday,
that's great for the city of Bloomington. I think it's a fantastic opportunity for both teams to be played on IU's softball field, where they can come out, show their softball skills, and just have a fun time. You know, we're making fantastic progress throughout the season. These are a great group of girls who have been working hard, both in the off season and now. And I think they've dreamed of these North-South games, and they've dreamed playing on IU's field, and I think it's going to be a great opportunity for them to come out and to have some fun. Offensively, we've had some great hits this season, and we've got some power in our lineup. So hopefully use that power to win and go right after the Bloomington North has a great team, and we've got to be on top of our game. And anytime you have a North-South game, it's going to be a fun game to watch.
Well, indeed it will be, and it's very key because it's a conference game. The Cougs, after reeling off 8 straight to start the season, bring in a 3-game losing streak. South is 2-10, but you know the old saying, forget the records. Baseball will get its start at 7 o'clock next door over at the BART. Panthers of Coach Phil Klusener 6-5. Richard Hurts, Maroon and Gold 4-7. And the Cougs, they're out to snap a 4-game losing streak. Both teams wanting that Conference Indiana win as well. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Season celebration tonight for Terry Moore and her staff, support staff, and 5 seniors, Taishi Towner, Amber Dean, and the 3 cornerstones of the Moore era. You know them because they won a lot of games, 80 in their 4-year standout careers. Jen Anderson, Alexis Gassian, and Carly McBride. Terry told me recently, when it comes to senior legacies, this trio, only coached by Terry the last 3 years, bought in during that first year when things were not all that rosy.
You know, one of the things about women and their loyalty to one another, you know, I'm really fortunate and grateful that those three decided to stay and be a part of what we were building and be a part of what we were going to be about. Chance on us, but they took a chance on believing, you know, what we were trying to build and the vision that we had, the culture that we wanted to create. They wanted to be a part of that. And that wasn't for all of them, you know, and they had to buy into that because that's a system, and you're going to, in order for the system to work, everybody has to be 2 feet in. That's why I'm so, when we look back at kind of where this whole thing started, I think it was with those three and their commitment to wanting to be here and stay here and believe in what we were trying to do.
Well, now cornerstones, as I say, in Terry Moran's program, they always will be. I'm sure a few tears tonight at Hinkie Hall of Champions. The program starts after tonight's 7 o'clock dinner. Don't forget Sports Talk tonight. Hoosier women's water polo coach Ryan Castle joins us at Yogi's ahead of this weekend's conference tournament, which they'll host at the CBAC. And IU baseball coach Chris Lemonis, they play at Victory Field against Ball State tonight. We'll have Chris on via tape. We'll start a little past 6. I'm Joe Smith.